in 2011, the council had agreed that they would start a process of looking at a lot of unfinished estates in the states that were actually ready to be taken in charge. So it was almost 2014 before there was a formal process put in place. And this is something that will be raised every couple of months at the St Nardar Municipal District by all the members. So at last week's meeting, I asked for a progress report on how many estates had actually been taken over in the St Nardar MD, and I was told there's just been one, and that's in Clarin and Killygarden. So, like, for the amount of time and effort and everything, that was certainly very disappointing if I had to just taken one over. And I certainly don't blame the staff and the council, because there is an awful lot of work going into taking over an estate. You need both the planners and engineers involved, and you also have to negotiate with either the builder, or in some cases you have to negotiate with the banks.
And this is also an issue for people who have maybe purchased houses in these estates. If they're not finished, they can't get them sold then as well, so they're left in limbo.
Yeah, that's correct. There's a question over the legality of a lot of these estates, you know, where people bought them their houses in good faith, and it's something the council had recognised. Now, the minister did allocate some money for these so-called ghost estates, and there was a statement released recently to say that something like 80% of the estates in the country were okay, were finished, and that's ghost estates. But in actual fact, if you look at the numbers around here of unfinished estates, and I mean by that ones that haven't been taken in charge, like that's 80% that hasn't been taken in charge. So it is quite worrying. A lot of these states have serious problems with sewage. Sewage run out onto them, and that as well. You know, if, like, say in Killygarden and a few different places, like, we would have places where they're on treated sewer, and they're Conway, Killygarden places, you know, in different places. So it is quite serious, the ones that are not taking charge. Some of them have standalone sewage treatment plants, some of them are not working right. As a matter of fact, the council and they use water could be out every week emptying them, you know, which costs an awful lot of money as well.
And this is causing extra work as well for the council?
Well, the shortage of staff in the council, obviously, for a number of years, and I certainly believe, you know, the few of the staff that is allocated to taking in charge of states from the planning office and engineers, I think they're flat out, and it's just some people think sometimes it's nearly, you're nearly better if the contractor's gone, that you only have to deal with the banks. But you know, unless everything is 100% right, the banks could, or the insurance companies could actually get away not having to pay the bank, you know, or pay the bond. So the council has to be very careful when it applies for these bonds. You can't use a bond for roads, say, on sewage or water, and you can't pay a bond, or you can't use the bond for sewage and water and roads, you know. So it is quite tricky, and everything has to be surveyed, and there's an awful lot of work done on it before we can throw it down. But as I say, there's a situation in, say, Killygarden, there's a situation in Conway and other places where, you know, where the sewage is spilling out onto private property, you know, which is a health risk, and other places. And this will not be done until the council actually gets people in there, contractors, and they're there and start fixing them up. And that's part of the process of taking them over. So as I say, there's both these ones that have serious problems with sewage and water, and there's other ones that are, you know, 99% ready, but it just seems to take forever to try and get all the legalities and all the different issues, you know. So it is a big issue. It's a big issue for the whole county.